الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا سبقوا إنهم لا يعجزون. وقال تعالى في آية أخرى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Respected ulama, elders, brothers, beloved youth, mothers, sisters, the respected listeners of Channel Islam International, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, each one of us is aware of what is unfolding in this world today. Whether we look at Kashmir, whether we look at Pakistan, Somalia, Sudan, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, America and so many other countries, that there is a total onslaught and a war against the Muslims. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is informing us, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا. Those who are non-Muslims should not even think that they will beat Almighty Allah, that they will be the ones who can advance their cause all the time. إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ. They can never ever frustrate the plan of Almighty Allah. This is just an extension in time Almighty Allah is giving them. And surely Almighty Allah's help will be there for the Mujahideen and the Mazlumeen, the oppressed. Let us just go for a world tour and see what is unfolding. In Indian administered Kashmir, before Ramadan, for 6 consecutive weeks, in Srinagar and the major towns and cities, the masajid were closed at Jummah time. Our Muslim brothers were not allowed to perform Jummah Salat. In Indian administered Kashmir, 500,000 of the Mushrik idol worshippers army are there. And me and you, many of us become oblivious of this because we are in our comfort zone. We are eating, drinking, mashallah, each of our masajid are open. And these type of news do not filter through. You go to Sudan. Now they speak of a referendum. Omar Bashir is being indicted by the international court. Why is all this? You see, brothers, some of you, my sisters, you are going for Hajj, you're going for Umrah, you're going to Ziyarat Madina Munawwara. The indictment on the Ummah is that we know about the shopping places and we know about Dawood Mota and Bin Dawood much more than compared to the things we're supposed to know. Darfur, southern Sudan, those areas there is filled with oil. And the Sudanese government have made a treaty and an agreement with the Chinese. This does not suit the Americans and the Europeans. So the easiest way, you demonize the ruler. And that's exactly what they did with Saddam Hussein. That's exactly what they did with people who they do not agree with. And now they trumped up charges against him. Now they're going for a referendum. Why? They want to split the whole of Sudan into two, southern Sudan and northern Sudan and so forth. You must remember, when you go for Umrah and Hajj, my dear brother and sister, and we come from Medina Munawwara, we stop at the Miqat Zul Hulayfa. The people nowadays call it Bir Ali Abar Ali. Why is it called Bir Ali Abar Ali? It's got nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh. In the year 1890, we're speaking about 120 years ago, so plus minus, Ali Darfuri came and he witnessed what is happening. Water was a scarce commodity. People never had means to even perform ghusl or wudu. He arranged for the boreholes and the wells and what have you. The people were ecstatic and they then changed the name and said, Bir Ali. This is in dedication to Ali Darfuri, the African person who came from Sudan and he arranged the boreholes and the wells, and that's why it's called Bir Ali. How many a time we have passed there at the time of Umrah and Hajj, but not once did we even think about why is this place called Bir Ali. So if you look at Sudan, that is the problem today. You look at Somalia, so you find the Ethiopian forces, you find the other African countries, all acting as a front. Why? Somalia is also a place filled with natural resources. So my brothers, when you go now to Palestine, look what they did last week. We are supposed to be the people who are fundamentalist, terrorists, and not peace-loving. These people came, they invaded the land, the invaders, the settlers. They came to Bethlehem, Baitul Ahmin, and in a place called Baitul Fajar, they came to a masjid and unprovoked, they burned the masjid. And they took the Quran Kareem and they burned all the Qurans available there. What does the Israeli apartheid regime do? They say that no, these few people here, they committed this crime, but we will investigate. Till today, no one is found guilty, no one is sentenced. And they say, you can't blame all the settlers. This is an official statement made. You must know what is happening, my brothers. Everywhere the Muslims are being provoked, everywhere the Muslims are being oppressed. You go to India. If you know the history of the Babri Masjid, in the year 1528, in the 16th century, during the Mughal Empire time, they built this masjid. Muslims built it. After many, many years, some Hindus came and they started throwing in their statues. You know, when I was traveling from one place in India, from one place to another, so opposite me in the train, there was a Hindu gentleman sitting, a Babuji. So we were passing the Ganga, Jamna, the Ganges River, he took the nariyal and he took the coconut and he threw it. So I asked him, kya kar rahe ho bhai? He said, main khuda ko khila raha ho. So I asked him, tu khuda ko khila rahe ke khuda tujhe khila raha hai? Ke you feed your God or God feeds you? So now he was dumbfounded. So every day they got some new idol, they just took some idols and threw it, and they said this is the birthplace of Ram. In the year 92, you know what happened, 2000 plus minus Muslims were massacred. Now again they say partition plan. Our masajid, you commit the atrocity, then you want to demarcate it and partition it. 1994 Ramadan, in Ramadan brothers, our people are reading Salat. Baruch Goldstein, one of the biggest terrorists of the apartheid rogue regime of Israel, he comes and he mows down our people. More than 60 people passed away. But what happens? You go today, you will find there's a huge mausoleum dedicated to Baruch Goldstein. And the masjid is now totally in two. The front is for the Muslims and Masjid Ibrahim Khalili, and the portion at the back is for the Jews. Tonight, Friday night, is their Sabbath. When the sun goes down, their Sabbath starts. Even the front portion is taken away. The Muslims cannot enter the masjid when it is their Sabbath. This is the type of justice. This is the trick and the stunt they want to pull with Masjid al-Aqsa. They call it the Clinton plan. They say, you Muslims, that the ground level, all that, that you take, and the basement you give to the Jews, and then let them come, and they will put up their temple there and what have you. We must understand what is unfolding, brothers. You heard what happened to our Mujahida of the time? One lady, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. Read the Quran, my brothers, and see how inspired you will be. We don't read Quran. We don't read Sunnah. We don't read our history. Take these three incidents. A lady, her name Asiya. She's living with the Pharaoh. One of the biggest zalims and oppressors who murdered and killed millions of people. When she embraces Islam and accepts the message of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, what dua does she make? وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. O Allah, Almighty Allah, save me from the sparrow. O Almighty Allah, save me from his actions. O Allah, protect and rescue me from a nation and a people who are the oppressors. We have our modern day pharaohs, sometime in the White House, sometime in Bagram, sometime in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they take a lady, she is one of the greatest scientists of the time, she is a hafiz of the Quran, 3 masoom children, and trumped up charges against her. One charge, she fired the gun against that American soldier. When they check, she is the one who's injured and nothing happened to the American soldier. When they look for fingerprints, the fingerprints is nothing of hers but their fingerprints. All trumped up charges, 86 years. Now you work it out. What will a lady like that do? She stands as a pillar of strength. Her 2 children are in Pakistan by Dr. Fauzia, her sister, and they have to go for rehab because they were tortured. This is the democratic countries. These are the human rights. Now they are learning how to walk. Her other son, Salman, when she was kidnapped, he was 6 months old. They brought the photos and snaps and showed her that this is the blood of your Salman, 6 months old. This is what we did to him. But the lady, a pillar of strength, how many others she is motivating today? Last week in Karachi, they had a march, over 100,000 people marched, each one shouting, free Afia, free Afia. Brothers and sisters, you must know what is unfolding. We can't be going to all the holy places and we just make Umrah, Hajj, shopping, Dawood Mota and come back. No. When you go out of Makkah Mukarramah to the nearest point, it's called Tan'im. Masjid Aisha is there. What happened in that place? All this is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala an. Because he killed one of the non-Muslims, that family took an oath. Surely we are going to get hold of Khubayb and then we will execute and slaughter him. Lo and behold, they got hold of Khubayb. Khubayb is taken captive. Subhanallah, one day, a small child of the non-Muslim walks and she comes right into the hands of Khubayb. And Khubayb has a razor by him. The family is looking, our beloved child in the hand of the Muslim captive. Khubayb smiles and says, do you think alhamdulillah, masoom child? We are Muslims, we stand for justice. Then he gives back the child to their family. Then the time comes, they say, we do not execute you. But we do not execute you in the haram. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, you know M3, we know our BMs. So remember, M3 is haram. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. Arafat is out of the haram, Tan'im is out of the haram. They bring Khubayb to Tan'im. When they bring him to Tan'im, what happens? They ask him, what do you want to do before we execute you? Your last wish. He says, I want to read Salat. أَوَّلُ مَنْ سَنَّ Salat قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ أَيْ خُبَيْبِ بْنُ عَدِي. The first person to read Salat before being executed was Khubayb bin Adi. He reads 2 rakat Salat in Tan'im. And then he tells them, I did not prolong and lengthen the Salat because you will think I'm fearing death. Listen to the poetry, brothers and sisters, O people of General Islam, that Khubayb bin Adi recited, وَلَسْتُ بَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا. I don't care, you can murder and execute me, as long as I die and I pass away as a Muslim, whether I fall on my right hand side or whether I fall on my left hand side. Then, brothers and sisters, the dua he makes, this is the lesson we have to learn today. He makes the dua, Allahumma ahsim adada, waqtulhum badada, wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Oh Allah, you take them one by one. Oh Allah, you decimate and destroy them. Oh Allah, don't leave any one of them. Lo and behold, from Tan'im, he sends salam to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. Ya Rasulullah, I am going now. There is no one to give you salam. He conveys the salam. And Nabi alayhi salam is relating the story to the Sahaba in Medina to Rasul. And then he is executed. In a matter of months, all these zalimeen are perished and destroyed and decimated. We need to have that conviction, my brothers. We need to be reading the incidents of Quran. You as a mother, Asiya, when last did you study Hazrat Asiya? Her name Asiya, the lady of hope and inspiration and motivation. Today we want to read of Hollywood, Bollywood, Tigerhood, all the shaitans together, and then we wonder how come our families are so dysfunctional. Remember, brothers, it is our duty. So the problems are there. Now what should we be doing? We don't speak of problems only. We will highlight the problem. Islam teaches us the solution also. First thing, brothers and sisters, we have to do. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily Almighty Allah will not change the plight of a nation until we change within ourselves. Me and you in South Africa, my brothers, we do not even know our history. We will go to Cape Town, we will go to Robben Island, we will go to Table Mountain, we will go where the two oceans meet, finish. Go study our history, brothers and sisters. From the year 1654 to 1804, 1654 to 1804, for 150 years, you see all these beautiful Quran Kareems we have in Masjid al-Taqwa and all our masajid. The Quran Kareem was banned in South Africa. No one was allowed to teach the Quran. No one was allowed to become Hafiz of the Quran. Today, South Africa is that country, one of the greatest countries in this sense. We export and send Huffaz and Ulama to Australia, Europe, America, Africa, various parts of the world. This is the system of Almighty Allah. For go read the book, The History of the Cape Malays. Go read the book, The Mosque of Buakab. You will find all this data and information there. How Almighty Allah chose certain people. 1794, Masjid al-Awwal was built there in Buakab. I was there just 2-3 weeks ago. I visited 10 masajid. These are the oldest masajid in South Africa. How many of us are interested in knowing these facts? So number one, brothers, we have to change. When this ummah makes sacrifice, then remember, Almighty Allah's help comes. So number one, we have to bring the change. Number two, we need to influence people and not get influenced by people. We go home now after Jummah Salat. Look at our children. Look at our youth. 80%, 90% of them, they idolize the soccer stars, Manchester and this one and that one. The World Cup came. What sacrifices were made? People were waiting 3, 4, 5 hours before the match. I must be there. It's part of history. What did you gain? What did we obtain? Zero, zilch. So think properly. We have to influence people, not get influenced by people. Next message, brothers, iqra, read. How many of us do serious reading? A nation that does not read is not fit for leadership. A nation that does not read will commit the same mistakes in future what they committed in the past. I need to make the statement clear and the world is hearing. If you put a Muslim and you put a Jew, and you discuss the issue of Palestine vis-a-vis Israel, 80% of the time the Jew will beat the Muslim. The Jews are less than 20 million in the world. But what do? They make sure every person or 90% of them are well read, they're well documented, they have proof. We are only emotional, most of us. And if you go into a straightforward debate and discussion, we will not be able to win the day. We don't even know. People going to Palestine, alhamdulillah, but go and read more about it. Read about Iraq, about Afghanistan, about Kashmir, so many places, Sudan. So we will know what happened there and why the enemy's eyes are there. If we do not read, brothers, then we cannot lead the world. We need to become experts in every field. Next one, my brothers, be honest, today is a Mubarak day. We're in a Mubarak place. When last did we raise our hands? When last did we go into Sajda and cry to Almighty Allah for this beloved Ummah? How many a child is being tortured? 10,000 people incarcerated in the land of Palestine. Guantanamo Bay is still being open and the people are there. Who is there for these people? My brothers, listen to what Almighty Allah says. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاوُكُمْ. Tell them, O Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, my Allah is not bothered about you. My Allah is not concerned about you if you do not make dua. Husband, wife, I just came yesterday to Durban And one person last night told me a horrendous story about his son and his daughter-in-law. And you can't believe how low we have become. Nevertheless, today husband and wife have an argument. What do the husband say? You do my way or you catch the highway. What the wife says in democratic South Africa, which highway, the toll road or the normal road? If Allah tells us that you go, get out. I got nothing to do with you. Lawla du'aukum. If it is not your dua, where will we go? Who is there for us? Brothers, understand. This time Allah has given us, 2 minutes, 5 minutes a day, take out your hands, raise your hands, and take out the time, and beg Almighty Allah for this ummah. This ummah is too precious, my brothers. We in South Africa, I'll give you one incident only because of time constraint. We in South Africa, my brothers, we are very, very complacent, and we think everything is fine. We are the super Muslims of the world. Junubi Africa, we are the top people. Because we don't have Zimbabwe dollars in our pocket, we have US dollars. So our nose is a little bit high, you know. Think properly, brothers. Go study the history of Spain, Andalus, Muslim Spain. 787 years, almost 8 centuries, they were in charge. They had the biggest masjid in the whole world with the roof on, even bigger than Masjid Nabawi. Jami Qurtuba, I visited the place myself. When you enter there today, the police, I'm dressed just like this, it was me and my wife. The police came, sir, sir, no prayer. When you walk further, it's changed into a church. You walk further, the church choir is playing their music and church songs. In the greatest masjid of our time, the biggest masjid. You go even further, you come here to the first serve. The mihrab is there, the niche is there, and the first serf is there, cordon off. What will you do? You are just going to read salat, again the police come and they surround you. No prayer. So you just raise your hand and say, oh Allah, bring back the glory of the bygone days to these or places. Imagine no adhan, no salat, nothing. In that place, which was our greatest and biggest masjid at that time. Greatest, I'm not speaking of sawab, I'm speaking of size-wise and so forth. So when me and you, brothers, become complacent, remember Almighty Allah changes the halat and conditions. From there, 5-8 kilos, you just travel, Madinah to Zahra. The royal family where they used to stay. What luxury, opulent lifestyle. All that was their forte. And today it is just relics and ruins. So my message to you, my brothers and sisters, and the listeners of CII, is very simple. Each one of us, we have to do serious reading. Second, we want the help of Allah. We don't say this government, that government is hopeless. Ask ourselves, what change have I brought within my life? If I don't change, then what's the sense complaining of others? Third one, my brothers, every day make special dua. Fourth one, these wonderful children and flowers we have. You as the father, you as the mother, teach them the incidents mentioned in the Noble Quran, like Asiya radiallahu anha, and then relate it to the modern day Pharaoh, what they are doing to our countries today. And obviously we have many puppets in the Muslim countries. And the last one, my brothers, and this might be the most important, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Whatever happens, never become disillusioned, disappointed in the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Always remain positive. Ya Allah, you put Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, your most beloved and most precious in the entire creation, through so many tests and trials. Oh Almighty Allah, this ummah today is going through so many trials. So it is like a lady in her labor period, and when she gives birth, then it is a time of joy. So may Almighty Allah show us a day when our mujahideen will be successful and victorious throughout the world. May Almighty Allah give hidayah to our enemies. If there is no hidayah for them, Almighty Allah destroy them. And may Almighty Allah liberate the land of Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, all the occupied territories. In conclusion, we thank our Mawlana Dawood Sidat, the Imam of the Masjid, the trustees, and all of you. Make dua for the Ummah, make dua for us and all the Hujjaj who are going, inshallah. May Almighty Allah bless us with the Hajj Maqbool and Hajj Mabroor. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.